views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving purchased education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Monday morning. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is our kickoff show, so I invite you to stay with us for the next hour so you can experience new and exciting ways to connect with your kids and really inspire them to their own greatness. So let me tell you a little bit about what you can expect each week. What a great way to begin your week, because each Monday on our show, we're going to have some of the most gifted coaches, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to work through some of the most challenging issues that you may be facing as a parent, so you can guide your kids to that place of happiness and well-being that you want so much for your child. So if you'd like to learn more about me, your host, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com or my site, mindfocusgeneration.com. And we have a great show for you today because my guest is the one and the only Christy Whitman, who's here to discuss how to raise children with a healthy mind, happy heart, and joyful soul. And let me tell you, everyone, this stuff is real parenting gold, because Christy Whitman has already brought so much wisdom to the world of self-development, and now she's supporting parents all over the world to raise their children to be enlightened. So for those of you that are new to Christy's work, let me tell you a little bit about her. Christy Whitman is a New York Times bestselling author of Taming Your Alpha Bitch, How to Be Fierce and Feminine and Get Everything You Want, CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, a 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certification program, and creator of the Enlightened Kid program. Christy has helped thousands of women and men around the world achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, her speeches, and her coaching sessions and products. Christy's life-changing message reaches over 100,000 people a month, and she's been seen on The Today Show, The Morning Show, and The Marilyn Dennis Show in Canada. Christy has also been quoted in 17, Women's World, Women's Day, Teen Vogue, People Magazine, Hollywood Life, and The Knot Magazine. As a certified law of attraction coach, her work has been promoted by and featured with best-selling authors like Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Marcy Shimoff, Brian Tracy, Neil Donald Walsh, Abraham Hicks, and Louise Hay. Wow. She currently lives in Montreal with her amazing husband, Frederick, and their two boys, Alexander and Maxim. You can meet Christy at www.christywhitman.com, and that's Christy with a C and a Y, and www.7essentiallaws.com, and that's the number 7. So let's welcome Christy to our program.
Hey, Julie. So happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm just really excited to have you as my very first guest.
Honored.
So, Christy, you've done so much already in helping so many people, being an author, a speaker, a coach. You've literally helped thousands of people around the world. And I can only imagine what you've learned to this day about people and, you know, what they're struggling with and what it really takes to turn their lives around. So in working with so many people, can you tell us, when was it that you absolutely knew in the work that you were doing that it was actually what I refer to as teaching from the heart?
Well, for me, it always, the first step for me is, it always was teaching from the heart. When I became a coach about over 10 years ago, it really was a divine thing that happened, because I didn't set out to be a coach. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know there was a profession called coaching, other than like a football coach or like a cheerleading coach. I had no idea there was this thing called life coach. And I wrote my first book, and well, I should say it wrote me. It came through to me in a meditation, actually during my dreams, and woke me up. And I literally had to just write down what I was hearing in my own, what I was hearing in my head, what the voices were telling me, basically. And each night for 7 days in a row at 1:05 in the morning, I was woken up by information that I just couldn't, I couldn't stop it. It was, I had to get up and just write down what I was, what was coming to me. And then once the book was out, I went and started speaking at churches and bookstores and things like that. And that's when people started asking me, well, how can I work with you more? You know, do you coach? And didn't even know it existed. So that's when I started really, working with people, but on a very informal basis, until I started, getting my training as a coach. But it's always been about soul connection and really about the divinity within each person, and being able to work within the the universal laws, because I like to think of it as, if life is a game, the universal laws are the rules. So,
oh, right. And that's so true. And the work that you do, it's just absolutely amazing and life changing. And now you're here teaching this to parents and bringing this life changing work with the universal laws to parents, because I see a lot of this work for adults, and the impact that it has on people cannot be understated. And you've taken this work and now created a program to help parents. And I see with her, two little boys are absolutely amazing. I mean, if you see the way these boys really interact with adults, with each other, you'll see that these laws that Christy teaches, she really embodies these laws and she teaches them to her kids. So what do you think, when you see parents, teachers, and the community, what do you think that most people are not understanding when it comes to raising and educating kids today? You know, what are the things that we must not do as parents?
Well, that's a great question, and there's several things. But one of the things I want to, really make clear is that, children come in with their own sense of being, their own sense of self-worth, their own sense of light, and, they really have one purpose. It's to love and be loved. And, through our training as parents, and then, of course, as educators, and then even in society, the media, the stories they read, the books, books, the movies, that kind of stuff, all that entrains them out of that. And, I'm not saying that there are all parents that do that and all teachers that do that and all, books and movies that do that. But for the most part, on the whole, for mass media, if you will, and mass, society, children are taken away from that specialness that they know. And so the programs that I've actually created with Frederick, the Enlightened Kid Program, is really for parents to administer to their kids. It's more of a program for the kids so that they're constantly getting messages that they are powerful and that they have a purpose for being here, and that, they really are free, and, how important they are, and that, as they start to grow older, the program really grows with them, teaching them, like, for example, the 5-day program teaches them about the universal laws. And each day as a family, you get to, apply the universal laws together. Because what I find in the work that I've done for over 10 years, and I see it, still today, is that people may know about the universal laws, for example, like law of attraction, but many people don't know how to actually apply it in their lives.
Right.
And so for me, it was like, okay, so I have so many adult clients, and I see this all the time. I have, coaches that go through the Coaching Academy that have clients that are adults that are trying to apply this information and are struggling. How the heck are they going to teach their kids how to do this? And so for me, it was like, you know what, we needed some kind of universal program so that parents that are kind of trying to figure it out themselves, they can give this program to their kids and at the same time help them raise their own energetic vibration and really learn right along with the kids. So the program really is both for the kids and also the parents, so that the parents are always reminded that, you know, that they also are powerful and they also are free. You know, because the biggest problem, to your question, the biggest problem that I see, and, you know, I've been guilty of that myself becoming a parent, is that, you know, we know that maybe the way that we were raised wasn't quite right, or it didn't feel good,
right,
or it was disempowering, but yet it's like, what's the alternative? What else do I do?
Right.
And,
well,
you know, yeah, go ahead.
We're going to take a quick break in just a few seconds, so I want you to hold that thought, because this is just absolutely amazing. And then when we do come back, you could finish that and tell us what made you actually, the story that made you create the Enlightened Kid program. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue this discussion with Christy Whitman. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
And we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And today my guest is Christy Whitman, who's talking to us about how to raise children with a healthy mind, happy heart, and joyful soul. But before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact Christy. So Christy, can you give your contact information to our listeners?
Absolutely, yes. You can go to enlightenkid.com. enlightenedkid.com, or you can go to ChristyWhitman.com.
Awesome, awesome. So before we left for break, Christy was talking about, you know, what not to do as parents with our kids. So can you continue telling us where we left off?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious to some people, but, you know, some people still do this because they don't know a better way. They get frustrated. They don't know what else to do.
Right.
So one thing is you don't ever want to scream at your kids. I mean, you know, sometimes we lose our patience as moms and dads, and you know, maybe we were yelled at as kids. And it is something that is so demeaning. It's so disempowering for our children. Obviously, it goes without saying you don't want to spank your children. But it's, you know, really be careful about the way you speak to your kids. It's all about the tone that you use. And when you're screaming at them, it energetically jolts their system and it makes them hypervigilant and it doesn't give them a sense of calmness and peace in their bodies. And we don't want our kids to be on hypervigilance all the time so that they're always looking. It's like they're walking on eggshells when's mommy going to explode? When's daddy going to explode? So if that's something that you are doing, forgive yourself, but figure out a different way to, you know, take a breath, leave the room, do whatever you need to do so that you're actually not screaming at your kids.
Right. And that's such a great point because, you know, I taught at the high school level and I noticed that the way kids spoke about themselves was the way that their parents spoke to them growing up, and these patterns carry through to their teenage, even in their adult years, and what they believe about themselves. So that's a great, great tip to give to our listeners. And I know that you have a really special story that led you to create this program, the Enlightened Kid program, and I'd really love if you share that story with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my son Maxim, he was a couple days shy of turning 2 months old, and this was a couple years ago, and we decided to take him to the Catholic Church to get baptized for our moms and dads, because that was, you know, what their belief system is. And so I figure, hey, you know, anybody that can bless my son, I'm very happy. So we sat down with a priest, and the priest basically told us that a child from ages 0 to 12, if they don't have any type of spiritual connection and some type of spiritual training, that as an adult, they become very lost. And that really hit me because for me, it was so true. A lot of the adults that I see as clients, you know, didn't have a good spiritual connection or a good spiritual training or a proper one, a lot of times they have very much disconnection and issues from being, you know, feeling like the universe is supporting them, or they just don't believe in any type of God, universe, and, you know, therefore don't believe they can really attract what they want or that they deserve love. And so, you know, it really rang true to me, and so I couldn't sleep that night. And so as I was meditating, all of a sudden it dawned on me, you know, again, very similar to what we were talking about, there's so many people that are struggling how to make their life work, how to truly create abundance, how to, you know, find joy and happiness and peace in their lives. And if they can't do it, how are they going to teach this to their kids?
Right.
And so all of a sudden I sprung out of bed and I ran downstairs to my husband. I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's like I have an idea to create a program that's for kids that parents implement for the kids so that children are always reminded of their greatness and, you know, giving them empowering messages that they do create their own reality and then teaching them how to do it in very simplistic kid terms. And he's like, wow, that's amazing. Well, 2 days later, we didn't know this, but 2 days later when I took Maxim to get his checkup, the doctor told us to rush him to the hospital, and it turns out that after testing and swarms of doctors and nurses were around him, his tiny little body, 2 months old, you know, putting PICC lines in and taking his heart monitor and doing all this stuff, you're just kind of looking at this going, what is going on? You know, what is happening here? It turned out that he had a heart issue. And his arteries were not connected properly. It wasn't formed properly. And so he was going to have a series of procedures and eventually, right away, open heart surgery at 2 months of age. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that, you know, and we were told, though, that babies that have this transposition of the great arteries, they're usually, like 90% of the cases are found when the mother's pregnant. So they detect it when they do the ultrasound. And they're usually scheduled for a surgery the day or two after their birth. The babies that typically are not found in utero, if they're not checked if it's not seen in the first 2 days while in the hospital, those babies usually go home and they die in their sleep.
Wow.
And this usually happens within the first week of life, if not two, at the max. Maxim was 2 months old.
Wow.
And he was, you know, it's like, there statistically, I mean, they said this is a high-risk procedure and surgery for him. We've never done it on a baby this old because they don't last this long. They usually don't live this long if they have this issue. So I immediately turned to my husband and I said, there's no other vision that I have than having Maxim home, healthy, seeing him growing up with his brother. And I said, the only thing I'm going to focus on right now is, you know, sending him love and light and giving him positive messages and just, you know, working on my own emotions because that's important too. But, you know, nothing is going to be negative energy around him. And so he agreed. He was in that same place that I was. And we literally created the content for the Enlightened Kid program in a place of just pure inspiration while we were waiting for his procedures to be done, while we were waiting for his surgery, while we were in the waiting room. And even our lovable Hardy Bear character, Frederick, came up with, my husband came up with, while we were looking over at him in his little plexiglass thing, and he was just out of surgery, and the people at the hospital giving him a little teddy bear. And Frederick said to me, what if we do like a little character? And I said, I love that idea. And he said, why don't we call him Hardy Bear? So Hardy Bear was born in the hospital, too. So, yeah, it's, you can listen. We have a gift for all your listeners. You can actually read the entire story. It's a remarkable, amazing miracle story at enlightenedkid.com. You could just download the book right there. It's an ebook, and you can get the whole entire story.
Oh, yeah, and I really encourage everyone to do that because it is such a heartwarming story, and it's really something that you can share with other parents because there's a real need for it out there, and, you know, most people aren't going through and will not go through what Christy and Frederick went through. I mean, that was a real miracle story, but it can be applied to the struggles that they're having with their kids, like bullying or any issues that their kid is having, because the message of having the vision and holding what you want to come about is really, really so important. So can you speak a little bit about that and how parents can apply it to anything that they're going through with their kids?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's pretty much where I am in my life, is that I've applied the universal laws that I've, you know, taught and coached on for years and years and years. And I've created anything from sums of money to amazing, very profitable business where I'm my own boss, to my ideal body, to my husband, to my children, to amazing support and family, to cars, to houses. I mean, it's like, you know, whatever I have put out there by applying this information, I've created. And so, you know, these universal laws can be applied to any situation, and including parenting. So, you know, whatever you are looking to do as far as a parent, no matter how old your kids are, no matter what you're trying to accomplish or create in your lives, the universal laws are there. And if you learn how to properly apply them, and that's really the key, then you can manifest what you want, even if it's just peace in the home. Even if it's just, you know, you want if it's not a physical manifestation of something, maybe it's an actual just, I want to connect more with my kids. Well, that is a manifestation of something. It's not a physical, like, car, you know, house or sum of money or anything. But what does manifest is more connection with your kids, more love exchange with your kids, more peace of mind for everybody in the family.
Right. And I think that's so important these days because there's so many parents that I hear from that talk about the struggles with their kids, whether it's, you know, in school, the kids are stressed out with the amount of work that they have to do. They might be stressed out because, like I said, their kids are being bullied. And peace of mind is probably the number one thing that I hear most parents talking about when it comes to whether it's their relationship with their kids or how to really soothe their kids into this place where their kids feel safe. Their kids can go into school and, you know that they have value, that they deserve to be in a loving place and in a loving environment. So that's something I really want to touch on when we come back from break, because that's I know that that's what a lot of parents are asking and really looking for. And then I know when we come back from break, you're going to really share with us some tips that will help you as listeners to help your kids to stay connected to that divine connection. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. This is Julie Kay, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart.
For Your Cookers is back only at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is the only dealership that will give you a guaranteed amount for your trade. Registered or unregistered, any model, make, or year, it doesn't matter. Push, pull, tow, or fly it to Central. There will be no additional markups.
Guaranteed.
Payments start at $129 per month on a new Ford Focus, $129 per month on a new Mazda 3, $129 per month on a new Hyundai Elantra, or an amazing $129 per month on a brand new Volkswagen Jetta. Central has America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central has over 600 vehicles to choose from, with hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Central services all makes and models. Open 7 days. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
Trade value guaranteed minimum $2,000.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Hello again, Peter Keast here for Michael Kia. I'm in my third month at Michael Kia now, and I'm slowly getting into the swing of things. Yesterday, I took a test. That's right, 54 years old, and I'm still taking tests. This one was on the four-wheel drive system on a 2013 Kia Sportage. Four-wheel drive is four-wheel drive, right? Nope. The Sportage has an all-wheel drive system that transfers power between the axles before the wheels start to slip. It's proactive and actually helps to prevent skidding when you corner on any pavement, wet, dry, icy, or snowy. If you've ever been in an accident, you must know how important traction is. At Michael Kia, you won't just get a new Kia Sportage at a great price. You'll get a car that quietly prevents the accident that you don't need to have. Michael Kia, the intelligent Kia dealer. We're on Route 12 in Groton and open 24 hours at MichaelKiaOfGroton.com.
Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto.
Oh, every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours will surely come my way.
Hey, everyone, we're we're back on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I have the amazing Christy Whitman here talking to us about how to raise your kids to be enlightened and to stay connected to their divinity. And she's going to give us some tips on how to ensure that your children have a healthy mind, a happy heart, and joyful soul. But one of the first things that I want to ask you about now that I want to talk to you about, because I am a former high school teacher myself, and I was actually a high school business teacher. So I really saw firsthand the relationship that most young people have with money. And as a business high school teacher, I found that the kids didn't understand the concept of money. And the thing is, the curriculum that we were supposed to teach to these kids, it was mostly based on the concept of working hard to make a decent living. And there was teachings, minimal teachings on investing in money, which definitely is important. But there's so much more to money than that. So, Christy, can you explain to us your position about teaching kids about money, particularly toddlers, and why it's so important to start with toddlers?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? Toddlers, our infants even, are picking up on every single topic, whatever our energetic vibration is, whatever our relationship is with money, as an example, our kids pick that up. So we don't have to sit our toddlers down and say, okay, money's bad, you have to work really hard for this, you're never going to have enough, or, you know, whatever the false beliefs are. But if they're seeing you at a store and you're struggling because you can't afford this, or they're asking you for a toy and the responses that you give to them are, no, we can't afford this, they're going to grow up thinking that there's lack and limitation and that you have to work hard for money and that you have to struggle and that, you know, like I said, there just isn't enough. And whatever your disappointments are as a parent, you know, whether you've been working your whole life to barely save, that's going to then become their belief system, because they're going to pick up, obviously, what on your energetic vibrations, not so much what you sit them down and tell them about money. So it's really important to start really paying attention to what your own relationship is about money and start using different language with your kids. So, for example, when I go to a toy store, and I take my two sons to a toy store often because they have a ball at a toy store, so do I, my son Alex will say to me, you know, buy this, and he started at a young age, and I would say, no, today I choose to save my money. And there'll be other times where I'll tell them, okay, I'll buy you each a toy. And it's so funny, Julie, because like the one time I say this, I'm gonna buy you both and each a toy, Alex walks up with this $180, you know, cement truck. And again, you kind of have to watch yourself. You know, I'm like, I don't want to put out that energy that I can't afford it, or like, you know, kind of thing. So I'm like, that's what you want? And he's like, yeah, mommy. And I'm like, okay, great. You know, and then as we're, you know, because they have a short attention span, I'm like, ooh, cool. Look at this little car. It's a $5 car. This is cool. Look what it does. Yeah, mommy. I want that instead. You know, so you kind of divert their attention in their, that way. But instead of me going, oh, no, you can't have that, teaching them limitation, mommy can't afford that, or whatever it is, that's too much money. You know, I chose to do it in a different way. Absolutely, you can have this. And I was prepared to buy that for him, but I knew that there was an easier way and I could divert him to other toys, and I knew he'd be excited about that. So that's what I did. And there's been other times where I just say, listen, we're going to go and play with the toys and we're going to have a great time, but mommy is choosing to save her money today. I'm choosing not to spend my money. And so, you know, we'll go and they'll say, pay for this, you know, Max, buy this, pay this. And I said, no, today I'm choosing to save my money, but you can enjoy playing with the toys and, you know, that sort of thing. Another thing that I do is, you know, think about it from a child's mind. Your mom or your dad, you drive up to an ATM machine or you go into a bank and they see this big shiny machine. You put in this thing called a card and all of a sudden it spits out money. Now, to a child, if this isn't explained, this is a big, like, you know, fat machine. It's a money machine. And, you know, we could just go get money anytime we want. You know, I will stop and tell my kids in the simplest terms, mommy worked for her money. I did something of value. I put my money away in this thing called a bank. And now I need or I want the money, and that's how I'm getting it out. So that they're not thinking that, you know, it's just this big thing that, you know, anytime I need money, I can just go get it and not realize where the money comes from.
Right. And, you know, those are such simple little tools and ways of relating to our kids that most people, you know, as simple as it sounds, most people don't do that because they don't understand how our words affect our kids, especially, you know, at that young age. And, you know, the beliefs that we imprint into their minds and how that carries through the later years. And from what I saw going into the high school years, a lot of times they reflect their beliefs of the amount of money they have to their own value, you know, what that means and what they can accomplish. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in a high school class in, I think it was like 10th grade, and we had a guest speaker. And the guest speaker said, and this was in a business class, it's a fact that the majority of people will never make more money than their parents make. They'll stay within the same class. And my stomach, you know, just dropped. And at that moment, I just thought, well, I'll never really amount to much. I'll never be able to really have that career that I want. Mm. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what we can do as parents to start having our kids form positive beliefs about their value? You mentioned value and that you talk to your boys about mommy did something of value. How do we teach our kids from an early age?
Well, here's a perfect example. Like whenever I'm unloading the dishwasher, I went and got my kids piggy banks. And I tell them, whenever you do something of value, that's how you get money. So in the world, when you do something of value, that's how you get money. So for me, like what we do now, and they're obviously very young, is whenever I'm unloading the dishwasher, Maxim and Alex, they're 2 and 3, and Maxim started doing this at 22 months. He'll start handing me the dishes in the dishwasher. And, you know, obviously I'm right there, and we've had mishaps where Alex broke a glass and, you know, and you figure it out and all that. But they're helping me, you know, take the plates. And I'm thanking them, and wow, I really appreciate you so much, and that whole thing. And then after, now they don't know what a dollar or a penny is. They can't understand the value of that right now. But they know that they get this shiny thing called a penny or a quarter, you know, and they put it in their piggy bank. It makes them feel very pride. You know, it's like I could see it in their face. They feel that sense of pride. They feel it really good about themselves that they did something. Now, that's not the only way to teach them value. Obviously, you don't want to always be, if you do something, then you have value. Just being and, you know, giving them that reassurance and telling them how amazing they are and, you know, and that they're a great spirit and all that is so important, because it's not just about doing, it's about being. They're a human being. But in the aspect of money, it's like, you know, showing them that you do something of value. You help daddy do this, you help mommy do this, then we give you money. And, you know, and we talk to them that they are abundant. I mean, that we're always telling them, whether it's the amount of food that we have or the clothes that they have to choose from, or if we find a penny on the street, you know, we have a song and we sing, "You are abundant, doopy doopy doopy," you know, and they always are saying, you know, even if they see excavators on the road and they, "Oh, I saw 4 excavators, I'm abundant." You know, they're getting that, that there's an abundance of good things out there.
Yeah, and I just love to see these boys. And you have to go to Christy's website and sign up for her newsletter, ChristyWhitman.com, because each month she puts in such great videos of her boys, and you could really see how her boys reflect these principles. And they're just so fun to watch, and talk about raising your vibration by watching these videos of these young boys. But, I mean, since a young age, Alex was manifesting what he wanted. He's obsessed with trucks, and I'll never forget how you put in your newsletter how he wants to ride on the fire truck, and how he had the opportunity and it came to him, and he was aware that what he wanted can come to him.
Absolutely. They do that all the time. I mean, we even do a wish jar where we every morning we put in, like, okay, what's your wish? And he would go, see an excavator, you know, and then he would see an excavator on the road, and he'd go, wishes, my wish came true. You know, so it's teaching them that what you intend for, you get.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, for me, I so much want young people as they get older to understand this, even if they didn't grow up in this environment. And kids learn really quickly. And when they focus on what they want, they see, wow, when I have an intention and I focus on something that I want, it comes to be. But a big problem with a lot of kids, and, you know, and this is of all ages, especially as soon as they go into school at the age of five, we're seeing a lot of kids being bullied and struggling with issues of self-esteem or issues relating to other kids. So when we come back from the break, Christy, I'd love for you to share some tips with the listeners on what we can do if our kids are being bullied or they're suffering from self-esteem issues. We'll be back in a few minutes on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Everybody, we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Our guest Christy Whitman is here, and she's going to discuss five steps to raising our children with a healthy mind, happy heart, and joyful soul. So, Christy, do you want to share some of those steps?
Absolutely. So, first and foremost is that, you know, children obviously need to love and be loved. So they need connection time, they need attention time, they need quality time. Mm. So, you know, our effectiveness as parents is really in that bond that we create with our children. And the way to create it and really maintain it is through taking the time to connect and exchanging love with your child. And, you know, it means not overbooking your kids so that they're so busy and that you're so busy. I see this all the time, you know, a three-year-old involved in like three or four different things. It's like, okay, when do you have the time to just be with your child and
right.
connect and read a book? And, you know, it's like over chaotic parents create over chaotic kids. So you need to set a time, you know, each day to slow down and just be with your child. You know, whether it's spending cuddling time in the morning or reading a book in the afternoon or just taking time at night, you know, scratching their back before they go to bed. But these, you know, love and connection moments are so vital to their well-being. And you know, you really want to check in with yourself as a parent and ask them, you know, do I feel connected or disconnected from my child today? And if you feel disconnected, you know, make sure that you take the appropriate amount of time so that you feel that connection. Because if you're feeling that disconnection, your child's feeling that disconnection.
Mm.
So that's the first step, is really taking that time to, you know, exchange that energy of love and connection. And the second one, and we talked a little bit about this, is the environment that you create. I mean, all of us, I don't care who we are, we're all affected by the environment that we live in. So, like, if you go into a room and there's a lot of negativity, you can feel it, you know. And if you go into a room and there's a lot of happy, upbeat people, you also feel it.
Yeah.
Well, children, especially from 0 to 8, they not only feel it, it becomes a reality. They react to it. And, you know, children are more energy than they are matter at this stage. And the way they interpret their environment is how they feel the energy. And one of our job as a parent is to make sure that our children are in an environment that's positive, where your child feels a sense of expansion. Like I was saying before, you know, to be in hypervigilance, always being like scared of, okay, is mommy or daddy going to explode again? You know, it doesn't make for a very happy child. And it's a negative environment, and they're going to feel very constricted and feel very fearful. And, you know, it's also when you're talking to your children, are you bullying your child? How are you speaking to your child? Because your child's going to learn that, and then learn that that's what power looks like, that's how to effectively express themselves, and then they're going to go on the playground and do that with other kids. So, you know, it's really important that you make sure you're aware of your own internal environment as parents, you know, and that if you're feeling angry or frustrated, you know, that's going to come out in your energy that you give off and is going to affect your child. So it's really important, again, to take time for yourself, to center yourself, and make sure you're grounded in your own body. You know, take the time to release whatever emotions are causing you to contract. and take time to do that. You know, there's emotion cards in the 5-8 program with the Enlightened Kid program, and it's great because it teaches kids and also parents, because many parents need to learn this too, you know, what's a high level vibration emotion and what's a low level vibration emotion, and then how to properly release the emotions, because we're supposed to feel emotions and then release them and not hang on to them. So the third is positive messages and encouragement and, you know, positive statements that become a belief system, because children are like sponges. I mean, they absorb and take in everything in their environment, including what they're told about themselves, the nature of reality, and life in general. And the years from 0 to 8 are the most critical years in developing a positive sense of self-worth. You know, it's like the most important influence in a child's life is their mom and dad, or the, you know, their primary caregiver. And, you know, when a child has their mom or dad telling them positive affirming statements about themselves, this really is one of the keys to having a happy and healthy, you know, happy and connected child. So give your child positive messages. You know, the Enlightened Kid program has a poster that goes above the bed where you're saying I am statements. Or when they're younger, 0 to 2, you're saying you are free, you are powerful. And these statements literally get into their subconscious and it becomes their reality. It becomes their belief system. So these are really important things to do. Also, something that's really important is, you know, we just talked about a little bit about this, about teaching your kids about emotions and understanding them and how to effectively express them. And that's, you know, Enlightened Kid program helps to do that too. And then fifth, and I think this is the most important thing, is consistency. You know, one of the most important things that you can do with your child to create that sense of security and safety, and of course self-esteem, is to create an environment that's consistent. You know, a child will feel good because nothing's out of the blue. There's a comfort in knowing that there's a system or there's a schedule. And, you know, I'm not talking about being a drill sergeant where everything has to be done. You know, spontaneity is also fun and good, too. But it's like, you know, have a consistent time that the child either goes for a nap or they go to bed. I mean, it could be within a half hour of each other. Obviously, life comes up, but try to be as consistent as you can. Be consistent in the food that they eat, you know, those type of things. You know, create time for relaxing time each and every day, even if it's for 10 minutes. You know, my son Alex is 3.5 now, and he sometimes says, I'm not tired for a nap. We tell him, still, we want you to go in your room, spend time with yourself. This is called relaxing time. If you choose to go take a nap and you get tired, great. If you want to just sit here and read a book, talk to your stuffed animals, whatever it is for you, you know, this is time for you to connect with you. And, you know, it really does make a difference. It gives the parents a break. It gives, you know, you time to connect back with you. And it also gives your children a time to connect with themselves and learning, you know, how to really do that.
I absolutely love it. I mean, this is what I'm passionate about. And to see a program like this that we can give to our kids, it should make every teacher really happy to think that kids that are educated in this way by their parents will be coming into their classroom and really being that model for other kids, you know. And I've heard from other parents that say, hey, you know, other teachers rather, I see a kid acting in a way that's really inspirational for other kids, and they go to the parents and ask, well, how did your son learn this? How did your daughter learn this? Can you share this with the other parents? And it really, you know, it just takes one person to change other people and inspire them. So, Christy, thank you so much. Can you please tell everybody that's listening today how they can find your program so that they can use this for themselves and for their kids and to inspire others?
Absolutely, yes. You can go to enlightenedkid.com, enlightenedkid.com. And like I said, Maxim's story is on there, his miracle story. So you can download that, and all the different programs are on there as well. So you can take a look at it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Christy, for sharing this great information. I know all of our listeners truly appreciate it. So everyone, please go to Christy's site and check out her Enlightened Kid program. And thank you for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on Transformation Talk Radio. I had a wonderful time. And please join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Next week on Teaching from the Heart, I will have the inspiring father and parenting coach, Patrick McMillan, on teaching happiness. So everybody have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host at transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.